Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Welcome everyone to Forever Family Foundation's radio show. This is a show that is designed for you so that you can tell your own personal stories and listen to those of others. We've talked about this so many times that many of us have had experiences that definitely defy mainstream thinking, and we're not always comfortable in telling just anybody anywhere. But on this show, you can be absolutely certain that everybody is going to be anxious to hear your story. I'm Betty Kovach. Kim Saavedra of Accomlock Center usually introduces the show, but she's unable to be here this evening, although she's on the train home and she's listening to the show. We hope she'll be here next month. So it will be Janet Mayer and myself. Janet is a Forever Family Foundation certified medium and author of Spirits, They Are Present. I am the author of Miracle of Death, There's Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That Is Changing the World. So let's hear your stories tonight. Please feel very comfortable just to call in and talk with us. It doesn't have to be perfectly stated, or it's just you need to tell your story and let other people hear you. And let us all together try to figure out how we can integrate the stories of all of us into our daily lives to make a deeper and more spiritual life for ourselves and for our culture. There are a couple of numbers that you can use to call in. One is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So while we're waiting for callers, Janet, what's on your mind tonight to start with?
Well, good evening, Betty, and what a wonderful introduction you just had. That was really nice. Well, I think basically what I was thinking of was, I always start off every month when we do this show in the morning, I kind of do a little meditation, and I always think, okay, what do I want to, what do I think spirit, or what does spirit want to show me for tonight? And I, for some reason, I kept hearing thank you. And I'm like, I think that it's a good time that we take time to thank all the callers who call in and all the people who listen, because this is it's a really important show when you have some kind of, something that happens to you, and everything that you receive from a loved one, any kind of sign could be, something special for you. And I think it's really important that we remember that, when they come through for a visit or they give us something, that it's really important to remember what a privilege it is that we are receiving all these little signs.
I love that, Janet. I think that's absolutely appropriate and important.
Yeah, and we have a caller right away, so I think we should go ahead and take Lisa from Texas. Good evening, Lisa.
Hi.
Would you like to share an experience with us?
I do. I had lost my son about 4.5 years ago at age 29 unexpectedly. And thank goodness for signs, because I think that really saved my life. I get some signs all the time, but some of the most outstanding signs that, and I write them on sticky notes and I put them in a box so I can always look back at them. But he has three children. And one of the signs was, license plate. After I dropped the three kids off after having them for a weekend, his last name was Bird, and the license plate 2 miles away said "My Three Birds," BRDS.
Oh.
little things like that. I get them all the time. And I just think they're life-saving. They were life-changing for me because I felt like I could have gone down, left or right, and I went right instead. It really saved me.
Definitely. Wow. And what a perfect sign. I mean, I just love, when you hear something like that, like you said, you could have went in many different ways and it just was right there. And I mean, what a great sign that he sent you.
Absolutely. Yes. He sends them to my mom too. And I just get little things like a snail on my window that, letter J for Jeremy, for his first name, little things, but yeah, I get them all the time.
And that's what's, you know what, you, well, sorry, I'll let you say something. I was just going to say, I think that you're paying attention, which is really cool. And I say that every single month on the radio show is that, when we open up and we pay attention, we get those signs. It's not like you're making something into a sign everywhere you look. It's that all of a sudden it's there right in your face. And that's really important. I think that's really beautiful.
True.
You know,
it's true. I'm not thinking about them. They just have, once in a while when you're least expected, but it is encouraging. And I thank y'all for your show. Y'all are so wonderful.
Well, we're happy to be here. Betty, you wanted to add something?
I'm just thinking about this, how, as you said, you were healed because you had the signs from your son. And we're healed because we are getting connections and communication. We know that we're not separated. And I think if that weren't actually accurate, a true thing about the universe, it wouldn't heal us. The very fact that we are so healed to know they are still alive and we are still connected means that that's exactly what reality is.
I believe that, absolutely.
Yeah, it couldn't heal us otherwise. We look for the things that are real and that are the laws of the universe, and there are those laws that heal us. So I just thought, as you said, you could go left or right, and we go in the right direction when love is confirmed and the continuation of consciousness is confirmed.
I believe that. I believe we're just in one phase right now.
Right. And Lisa, it was perfect with you calling in and being the first caller. It is a great reminder to everyone that our loved ones aren't in the past. They are still here with us, in the present. And it is in a different form, yes, but they are still with us and we do still get messages from them. And I think that that was really perfect that, today you were the first caller, and that's a great reminder to let everyone know and remember that, so that, when you're having a moment where you're thinking, okay, they're gone forever, I'm never going to hear from them, that's not really true. They're going to come through in the way they need to come through to each individual. We're all going to get different signs. I would get a different sign than you would. Maybe we'd have the same sign. I don't know. But the thing is that everybody receives, signs from loved ones in their own way and in their own form. And so, when you called in and you're sharing this, it's like, it's a reminder that this isn't in the past. It's in the present. It's going to continue in the future as well.
Yes, that it's eternal. It's, there was the afterlife report. Sometimes they have those wonderful quotations from people on the other side through mediums or whatever. And one of them relates to this. Those who love you will prove their presence despite the incident of death if you give them the opportunity and provide them with the right channels. And as you say, Janet, you're always saying we must be open so that those channels are open. Pay attention. So
right.
That whatever channels that they can come through, we're opening them up. Let them come through whichever way they can. Mm-hmm. We'll be attentive.
I sure do.
I agree. Well, thank
sure
you,
do.
Lisa. We appreciate
thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Goodbye. Yeah, Betty, it is. It's really interesting too. Like when even perfect example too. When Lisa was saying, you might go right or you might go left, and you're not sure which way to go. And sometimes that sign it just pulls you in the direction you need to be in. And I think that's something that I wish everyone would be aware of. When they lose someone and they're totally lost and they don't know where to go and they're in such deep grief, and you don't know what to do. And I think that if we would stay open, and everyone would know to stay open, that our loved ones are trying to come through in their own way, you will receive something. And when people say, no, I didn't get it, well, you know, you might have. You know, I always say sometimes you knock at the door, you don't hear it, they're going to come back. And you have to remember that, and you have to let go of that. If somebody says, well, I don't want to miss a sign, I don't want to miss, you know, them telling me, they will. They'll come through in their own way. And it may be different than most people think. You know, that's the other thing.
Yeah, and not to worry about it, just have confidence in it. But, you know, there's so many of my university colleagues. I remember one in particular whose son was accidentally shot by another. And I remember hearing her talk one day at a church, and she said, I have no idea where he is. I hope that he's somewhere. And yet I think that for most of us, most of the people that I talked with in that particular milieu, is that they didn't really believe that they could come through, that a loved one could come through, or that there would be any sign, or if there were, they would not pay attention and disregard it, because it was there's such a pervasive belief system in colleges and universities that there is no other dimension. I mean, they still are living in 19th century scientific worldview, not the quantum physics of today. And there just was that pervasive belief that I hope he's somewhere, but I will never have a communication with him or a chance to be in touch with him. That is so tragic, and it causes so much suffering. And I am so glad for this show and other situations that I'm in, so that I hear people so often who are not like that. They are open, they are attentive, and they are receiving powerful connections. So this is a renaissance of what we need to remember, and has been submerged by an inadequate science that was censored just to the physical world, and other types of censorship, so that we haven't known, and we believe that there's nothing. So as we've said before, that you can only see what you believe.
Right. That's true. And I think that, you know, part of it is we, you know, people think that if you have validation, everybody should understand that validation as well. And, you know, that's one big thing with sharing a story with somebody when they don't get it. And it sometimes will crush somebody. Like, they'll be like, oh, that's really great. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, and I think it's part of it is you, when you're in the experience, it's heightened, and you know what you know that you know it. It's a heightened experience. And yes, at times it can be subtle, but it just hangs and lingers with you, and it's there. You know, it's like, did I really have that? And you're like, no, I know I have that. Did I really? Yeah, I did see that. And I think that it can go either way. And it doesn't have to be just one way. You know, I mean, it could be something right in your face, and, you know, basically being spelled out for you like a license plate. Or it can be something subtle that, you know that, you know, as you walked in a room and something was there and you're just like, I know that that wasn't there. I know, you know, that had to have moved or something happened. There's something going on. And I think, you know, for somebody like me who's had, you know, both sides of those experiences, it is very unusual. And it's very hard to explain to somebody, for someone who doesn't understand or who hasn't had that experience, to totally get it. And you just have to let that go and be like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's your experience. It's not theirs. And yes. I think that when people realize, when you realize it, and then, you know, I've had that happen with people where they, you know, they thought, oh, you know, she's a psychic medium. Oh, she's kind of, you know, and then years later, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, you're not going to believe this. And I'm looking at them like, oh, you know, and I think that that's part of it is, you know, just letting go and thinking when they'll have their experience, and they have to have it in their own way. And I think that makes sense. Yes, you know?
Absolutely. They have to. And I think that the one reason we have this show is so that people can speak with some confidence, that they will be heard and appreciated and confirmed, you know, that these experiences do happen, because it's certainly, when I was younger, I mean, I'm ancient now, and I can see the big difference in people being able. I mean, there's so many more people we can talk to than we could then. But even so, people are still changing. They're still uneasy and not confident, you know, about what is. But I'm just so grateful that I've heard absolutely phenomenal stories that people have experienced. And I just think the more we can just hold on to the reality of it. I remember that after our son died, my husband and I had many, many experiences with our son, Pishti, and it saved us. As Lisa said, it saved us. And he was, the night before he was going to leave to Hungary the next morning for business, and he usually packed and I slept and he didn't sleep, so he wanted to sleep on the plane. But for some reason, I wanted to stay up that night. I don't know. I think I must have known he wasn't going to come back. But it was strange because I began crying. I had no idea why I was crying. But I think I knew somehow that he wouldn't come back. He was killed in a car accident in Hungary. But that night, I started to cry. And it's so strange because I think he knew too, because he just held me and said, just remember, it doesn't matter what anyone says. We know what we've experienced. We know it's true. As though to really help me to remember that, because he wouldn't be back, and that I needed to hold on and know, no matter what anyone else said, that we knew what we had experienced and we had to hold on to that because that was the saving grace of our lives.
Right, right. Oh my gosh. And let me, I want to go ahead and give the phone number again real quick, 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't want to jump in there with real quick. But
that's very good. I tend to forget about the telephone number.
I do too. And since I just remembered, I'm like, I'm going to run that by again. But, and you know, that's true, Betty. It is. It's what you know. And it's, you know, that's what's the important thing is it's what you know and what we each experience. And I think that, you know, it's so individual. Although we all have these experiences, they are so individual. And I think that it's just something to remember that how through all this, you know, the grief of everything, it does kind of transform us into a new place, into a new person. And I think that in a way, I don't want to say it's a gift because it's very painful, but they are showing us a side that we've never seen before or that we don't remember. And I think that it's beautiful in the sense that they are willing to come back and let us know they are okay. And that makes me really like excited and happy. And that might sound really strange when, you know, considering what we're talking about, but I love when a spirit comes through and gives me a sign. And I mean, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry. It's just so amazing that it's kind of like, we're so fortunate that we have this and that we get to all experience this. And that if everyone could open up and have all these experiences, I think it would bridge that gap a little bit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think too, that what you're saying is how grateful we need to be for our humanity, because today we're being confronted with those who want to merge us with the machine and
right.
have all types of chips in us and use all of the technology that they have. And if we do that, it will be easier for younger generations who've had a lot of technology in their lives. I think it's easier for the older ones to reject it. But if we do that, if we allow that to ourselves to go the way of technology, we can't reverse it. And if the people who want to do this have their way, we won't be able to have these experiences. We will no longer feel or love or have compassion or forgiveness or grief or laughter. None of that. And this is, we are at a crossroads when there are those who are in power now are really pushing us to go that direction of artificial intelligence, and which is the illness of the Western culture, just the left brain. And of course, what would they devise as God? A bigger left brain. But it won't be connected to the right brain or the heart. And it is heart consciousness that connects us to the cosmos and to all that we love. So it's really, it's interesting that the thank you, that you started out with that, because that's been so much on my mind lately that we need to really know what it means to be human, to be grateful that we can grieve because we've loved so deeply. We have that capacity, that ability, and to feel, to if those scientists who want to play God and transform themselves into a huge left brain that is trillions of times more intelligent than our left brain, they can't experience it. They can't feel it, you know, and yeah. The kind of pathology that they would go in that direction. But I think that it is absolutely an incredibly beautiful gift, our humanity, that we can have these feelings and relationships and connections and communications. It wouldn't be possible otherwise.
Right. Well, and you know, you made a lot of good points. And there's a couple of things. I mean, believe me, I'm, you know, all for having my iPhone and my computer and everything else. But yeah, I think too, it's like we have so much love. We've received so much love. We've had so many lessons. You know, life is a lesson, but we carry that love and those lessons through us. And yes, you know, you could have all the computers in the world, all the everything else, but the experience that you experience is through your emotions, through, you know, everything going on with that. And I think that that's a big change. And I have to say, it's interesting when you said what I brought up at the beginning and how you've been thinking about that. I actually, one of the first things I wrote this morning was, I'm curious if Betty and I are going to be on the same page and be thinking the same things tonight, because it always happens that way, where we always come up with really similar thoughts.
Or, oh, that's so interesting.
And I was always like, you know, and I'm like, you know, that could be part of it. But
that's
no, anyway,
what I'm writing about now. So interesting.
Well, there you go. So that was that's how I started off in the meditation. Like, okay, are Betty and I, what are we going to discuss tonight? And I'm like, I wonder where she's going to be coming from. And okay, what do I need to come from? And that's why I heard that. Make sure you thank people, you know, thank the listeners, because it's important that, you know, you have the two-way street, you know, so that we can share these stories. Because, you know, somebody, I think, called in a couple months ago, and then somebody else called, and they were like, I loved hearing that story because it resonated with me. And I thought, that's so true. That's how it works, is there's so many times that somebody shares a story on here, and two or three other people are like, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about because I've had that. So I think that's really, you know, interesting the way that all kind of falls in place. You know, if it's a coincidence, if there's no such thing, whatever you want to say to me, I'm like, I feel like there's definitely synchronicity going on there. And
I should say, well, you know, there's another thing too, is that we have several people who call in whose sons or daughters, young people, mm-hmm. have crossed over. And several of the parents have said to me that they are convinced that many young people are crossing over today and getting in touch with parents and people they love here, because we must wake up to who we are. And they are ambassadors in a sense in doing this. And, you know, if one or two, that's already important. But I mean, several people have had that deep intuition that that's the case. And we had it, my husband and I. In fact, our son told us that from the other side, that the most important thing, the first thing we have to learn now in this crisis of consciousness, is that we are eternal. We are immortal. We do not die. Our consciousness continues. And so perhaps it really is true that many of our young people are crossing over and getting in touch, and it's all happening because of love. It could not happen without that.
It's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, you know, that's where it all stems. Even like mediums will tell you, you know, that it all comes from love, from opening our heart, being open to it. I mean, sure, you have to, you know, meditate, connect, but it's coming from a place of love. And, you know, I think, as you know, we humans are so much more than what we were taught we were. You know, there's so much more to us. And so we have so many more abilities than we thought possible. And anybody who wants to take the time and meditate, they can connect, you know, and it might take more than one day. There's no, you know, it's not an automatic, oh, you could do everything, you know, you're an instant medium. But I think what it is it's, you can learn to be open. You can learn, you know, it's simply just by, you know, sitting in a space that you've created and, you know, opening up to a loved one and, you know, surrounding yourself in that light and being compassionate and just sending out that love. I always feel like every person on this earth is kind of like a lighthouse, and there's always light coming from us, and our loved ones know that light and they always connect to us. And when we need help or we need love or we need understanding or we're, you know, tired or fearful or, you know, whatever it may be, our light turns differently, and they know when to come to us. They know when to, you know, when to connect with us, depending on how bright our light is, or if we're, you know, getting dull or we need a lift. And I always think of that, you know, we are a light. We're, you know, and that's what the other side is, and that they know how to connect to us. And so I think that when we're off balance, they see that as well. And that might be when they want to come through and give us a little push along the way. So mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, something to recognize, that who we are is we're much more than just being human.
We are so much more. And there's been such a history in the Western world of the flawed human being, from the story in Genesis of God saying, you cannot eat, do not eat of the tree of good and evil, which it really was a tree of life and consciousness before, but the story was inverted in Genesis. But we were considered flawed people because we ate it. Well, it is what we're supposed to do. We are to eat of that fruit of life and remember who we are here in time and space. But there have been always those in power who have wanted us to believe that we are flawed, sinful, must be saved by something outside of us because there's nothing inside of us that could save us. This is such false information, and it's still going on. The scientific worldview, which was just a science of materialism, said that we were a fluke of nature with no meaning, no purpose, and when we're dead, we're dead. What a dreadful, horrible, and mistaken worldview. And now today with the transhumanists, they are the modern Deuteronomist telling us you're flawed, you're obsolete. And the only evolution for you is to merge with the machine. So we've really got to recognize that the story of the flawed human is a false story to control us. And if we can shed that teaching over centuries and begin to really remember our divinity, our immortality, and our creativity. We're here to co-create with the universe. And I think we're beginning to remember that in spite of all the bad stories we've been told for centuries.
Yeah, I think people are moving forward. I think a lot of people now are getting more connected than they used to be. You know, I think that's one of the big changes. I think with people, you know, especially through Forever Family Foundation, they've connected and they've realized, oh my gosh, there's so much more going on here. But before I go on, let me give us the number here. To the listeners, if they want to call in and share one of their, you know, personal experiences that they've had with a loved one, the phone number is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-48. 3-1. And we'd be happy to take your calls. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here we have somebody. We have a couple of people right now. We have Melanie from Nevada. Hello, Mel. Hi, Melanie. Are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I know I call in a lot, but I was just inspired by what you all were talking about And the first caller, she and I are about the same length into our process, though, of course, we all know that it is different for everyone. But what she said about how the signs are critical to recognize, just to keep your head above, you know, getting swallowed up in the fog of the early grief, it's really important. But I guess what I wanted to talk about is how we can support each other, because I realized early on, if I said, oh, you know, Quincy, my dead daughter, you know, she gave me this today. And if someone would say something to the effect, oh, well, that's a nice thought, in my head, I'm like, I don't really need to talk to that person right now. But when people would say to me, oh, that is so amazing, of course she's there for you, those are the type of people that I would feel validated by. So now as I get deeper into healing, I really try and be cognizant of asking people too, when they have someone who has crossed, I say, well, what signs have you seen? You know, and kind of open it up
That's
a little
good.
Bit, because I'm a little more healed now.
Yeah. That's good. That's wonderful. Yeah, we learn how to help others once we've kind of gone through it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think it's wonderful. And I think that, you know, you're kind of celebrating their signs, you know, along with yours, which I think is beautiful, because that's what we need to do. We need to do that. And so I think that's, you know, perfect, Melanie, is to do that and to share that with others and ask them, because it is important, and they don't, it opens the door. Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. It opens the door for them to have those experiences with someone else that they can trust, and they can say, that's, you know, that's beautiful. So yeah, I love that.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, it's really important to go along with, like Betty was talking about, you know, the revolution and transformation. It's not going to be everybody who gets there, because, you know, if you read Seth Speaks or some of these other stories, obviously everybody's at a different soul development place, but that's okay. You know, we just have to, if we understand, we need to do our best, I think, to help. It's you know, a little difficult right now, because my father did just cross back in November. And because I was so much connected with my daughter, his crossing hasn't been as challenging, because I know what's what for me now with all of this. But my mom still struggles, and I can't tell her what to do, but I can just try and support her to see how he shows up for her. But it is hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think that, you know, you're showing her compassion that, you know, this is how it works for you. And maybe she'll have her own signs in her own way. And that's all you can do. But the thing is you're there for her and you're present for her. And that's the important thing. And I think that that's, you know, wonderful that you're, as you know, everything that you've gone through in your grief has now given you the opportunity to help the next person. And I think that that's really what kind of all this is about too, is sharing it with each other.
I think that's so important, because when all of us are having these experiences and we're sharing them with each other, we're going to change the culture, and it's going to be a bit a different world. You know, our education will be different. Everything will be different, because people are going to be much more open and know that these things do happen and are true. So it's person by person, you know, changing it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the dream. Well, I heard that it sounds like you have another caller too, so I'll let you ladies go, and thanks again for the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Melanie, for calling in. Okay, I believe our next caller is Tiffany from California. Are you here with us, Tiffany?
Hi, gals.
Hi.
That's my dog, Ravioli. You probably have heard him before. And the caller you just had, Melanie, that's actually my cousin.
Oh,
that's
great.
And the graceful way she moved through grief with her daughter, I would still be terrified of death and not wanting to even have my brain wrap around it. And now I'm a avid listener of this show.
Aww.
But the reason I'm calling is because my uncle, Melanie's uncle as well, just passed on Saturday night. And I said what I needed to say to him, which was, of course, it's okay for him to let go. And I named all the people that were waiting for him. And I let him know that all his big personality would not leave him once he passed, and that there was only love for him, but that could he please give me a sign that he was okay. And I'm thinking, what the heck could be the sign? And for most of his life, he had this huge handlebar mustache with the wax on the ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The big kind. So I asked him for a big mustache. And on the way home from the hospital, I was talking to his daughter and I was telling her that that's what I asked for. And she was laughing at me like, that'll happen. And then the next morning, she sent me different mustache pictures. I'm like, those don't count. Then I was reading this book called A New Science of the Afterlife, Faith, Time, and the Consciousness Code, by Daniel Drazin, that Melanie gave me. And this is what I read in this science book, basically. Then there is the baffling phenomenon of the full materialization of deceased persons. I myself had tended to dismiss such reports until one day in December 1967, I met and shook hands with Joe, a friend of a friend who, we later learned, had been dead for 2 years. There was nothing about this person's presence that seemed at all unusual or unnatural. He was tall, had a thick mustache, and was well dressed.
Oh, that's great.
Because it's lovely.
I was watching Hallmark all day. I knew I wasn't going to see a big mustache on Hallmark. And then there it was.
Well, see, and that's how it happened. The best part about that is it just happens the way it is supposed to happen. You know, we can ask for a sign and think we're going to get one a certain way. You know, like somebody's like, oh, I asked for a rainbow and I was looking up in the sky and I never got it. And then, you know, I'm behind this car and there's a rainbow in the window and you're like, okay, and that's it. So see, that's exactly how it happens. So I think that's really cool. And it kind of shows you his personality, giving you a sign through that way, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, I share that story with so many people now who didn't believe, and now, you know, what can you say? I mean, how can that possibly happen? In this, the title of that book, you're going to see a big mustache,
right? Right. And that's the way. That's cool. Oh my gosh, that's funny. But see, and then okay. Doesn't that give you a little peace of mind too? Doesn't that
I mean, I already knew it, but I was just, it just made me smile.
Well, it made us smile, too. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. See, I just, you know, that's the thing, Betty, is there's just so many really cool signs out there that people, you know, that they have. And I love when they share them. And I always feel really sad when they don't. And, you know, it's really cool when somebody comes along and says, you know, look what happened. Or you know, I had this, you know, this happened and then something else happened from that. And it's just kind of, it snowballs. And I love that the signs, they keep coming and they come in their own way. And I know there's people out there that are like, oh, I haven't received a sign yet. And I'm like, I think you probably have, maybe you just haven't seen it yet. And so they're going to probably come back around in a new way and show it to you differently. And so to always, you know, be open to that, because it does happen a lot of times like that, where, you know, you, somebody will say, oh, I missed it. And I'm like, no, I'm sure it's there. Just, you know, hold on. And then sure enough, something comes through. And I think that that's important to remember too, that one person might get a sign right away and the next person, it might take a little longer, but it'll come in its own time, you know?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think we need to remember too, is that we have communications with the other world, not just when we're grieving. I talked with a person, several years ago, who had been an alcoholic. I mean, just was, just could not seem to cure her alcoholism. And she wanted to more than anything in the world. And she was absolutely scared to death that she would not be able to. She tried and tried and tried. And she had children. And, one night she said, I got down by the side of the bed and I cried and I cried and I prayed that I would be helped, that I could heal this. And she said that the most unusual thing happened. She said there was a being appeared in light, and kind of like a golden light. And it was just so incredibly powerful and loving and assuring her that she would be healed of this addiction. And then he told her many things that would happen in her life and just left her with such love and confidence. And she was healed, and those things did happen in her life. And so I think that, you know, in so many different kinds of situations, we can experience that love and beingness from the other side that will help us in so many ways.
Yeah.
And grieving.
Yeah. And you know what else too is, I think you hit it on the head when you were saying too, you know, she trusts what she received. It made such an impact. And I think that
impact, yes.
Yeah. And that was what it, right. And I mean, but she then trusted it. She didn't, you know, discard it. It took hold of her.
She said, you know? It's so phenomenal. There was absolutely no way that she could not have trusted it. She said it was there. It was a being, mm-hmm. and just so fully present. But you know, the mind can play tricks on you afterwards, the left brain, and make you think it didn't, you know, all of it. She didn't do that. You're right. She really trusted it. But she said it just was the most phenomenal experience she'd ever had in her life. And it changed her life forever.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, yeah, that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to share this quick story, and I won't go into a lot of details since we don't have a caller, but you know, I think that is a really big thing is when you know, I have had so many experiences all my life, and so I was used to it. And when I met my husband, and he was just like, yeah, you know, whatever. And I always have to laugh because I thought my first thought was, well, this isn't going to last, you know. You know, we've been married for a really, really long time. So it did last. It has lasted. But it's funny because, you know, I think that when you don't ever think about it or know, you don't believe because you don't understand. But as soon as you start to see a pattern and you start to see things happen, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh. And I mean, of course, now, you know, he's one of my biggest supports because he's seen it. He knows. We've both had experiences, but I mean, it's in a lot of them, you know, a lot of things that have happened. It's just like, they're so unexplainable. And that's why I love the show, is because it is about things that happen to each of us individually. And, you know, I can share a billion stories and people will look at me like, okay, whatever. But then when they have one and they're just like, oh my gosh, I get it. I know what you mean. Then you're like, okay, now you see what I'm saying. And it's just, it's really beautiful that when people get to experience, you know, thinking if they after they've lost someone and they think that they're never going to experience, you know, a connection with them, and then they do, and you think, oh my gosh, how does this happen? And it's like, it's been there all along. We've always had this, and that's what we have to remind everybody. We've always had this. And so once you know,
and you know, since we don't have a caller right now, I think that one of the other phenomenal experiences that I heard in my life was from Bob Ginsberg about you before I ever met you, about what happened to you. I mean, that was pretty phenomenal too, Janet. I mean, incredibly phenomenal that you began speaking in what a language you didn't know what it was, but it turned out to be Yanomami, language of the Yanomami. So, that was amazing. To me, I thought, I would love to meet that person, and here you are.
And I did get to finally meet you. I got to finally meet you. You're amazing. But no, I mean, and yeah, I spontaneously started speaking languages, and I did end up finding out they were South American languages. And so, yes, it is a very, you know, to me, it's a phenomenal story because it happened to me, and it's like, I don't know people, you know, I didn't meet anybody who this has ever happened to. And I think that it is important that when we are open, we can experience so much more. And, you know, this is one of those things that when it happened to me, it was so beautiful, and the whole story's in my book, but it's really a beautiful story because I was never once afraid. And, you know, I used to call myself, you know, years and years ago, kind of a chicken medium. You know, somebody would appear and I'd literally jump. If I'd have something happen, I would jump. And then I would laugh and I'd think, oh my gosh, I'm sure, you know, the spirits on the other side are having a ball. They're probably just like, oh my God, let's get Janet again, you know? And so when this did happen to me, I was never afraid. And I thought, isn't that amazing that I am experiencing something I've never ever heard happen to anyone before? And at
And
the
it
same
continued
time,
to happen. I
yes,
mean,
I still have it. I mean, it's still here. I still continue to have it. And the thing is it's always been with me. And
that
so,
is so, you know, we talk about integrating this in our daily life. That is so amazing because the message that they had for you was a, you mentioned that it was for everybody.
right. I mean, it is. It's we all need to be earth honoring. And I mean, and you know, I wasn't one of those people that went out and hugged a tree every day, you know. I mean, now when I walk, I do touch trees a lot, but I mean, I was definitely, you know, amazed by what they said. And here's the other thing is that sometimes if the language comes through when I'm doing something, I always take it as, you know, I stop immediately and I try to focus. Is it a warning or is it a sign? Because I do not know their language. I do not know what they're saying, but I have to go on feeling. And then, you know, luckily I've had a number of tapes translated, my story's in there. And it's cool because it kind of helps me remind myself and to remind me to tell everyone else that we all have something within us that maybe we don't realize and that it's bigger than what we think and it's more than what we're all more than what we are. And
Oh,
I think
that's
that, you know,
beautiful.
there's that's
Absolutely.
what's go on.
Yeah, I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say so. I was like,
No,
okay, could it be?
I was
Yeah.
just saying I absolutely agree with you. And the wasn't their message was to honor nature, to be
Yeah.
so separated from nature and who we are and the world. Wasn't that I mean, they just kept coming through with that, didn't they?
Yeah, there's a number of different tapes, and I can't remember them all word for word. I do have them written down, but I mean, it does speak about different things with being earth honoring and, you know, honoring the, you know, water, fire, earth, you know, and air. And it taught, and I thought it was so interesting the first time I had to have a translator, obviously from South America, and he worked with the Smithsonian Institute, and he was, you know, he would tell me what was in tapes, and I would just sit there and listen and think, well, yeah, this definitely isn't me. I would have never been saying something like that just out of the blue, you know, oh, we have to be more earth honoring. And for them to say that the first time it came through, I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be something for me, you know, oh my, you know, and yeah, I mean, when you think that, I mean, it's coming through you think they're trying to tell you something,
Actually, that was not anything. Yeah.
yeah, but actually, it was they wanted to tell the world. It was not just for me. It was for everyone. And that was what was just so amazing because I thought, okay, wow, this is bigger than me. And so that's when, you know, that's why I had to write my story down, is because I wanted people to know what was going on and that we all have an ability. And it can be the same thing I have, it could be different, it could be, you know, who knows? Everybody has something.
It had to
And
be a surprise to you to realize that you were speaking not just one language, but actually several languages from that area, right? And that,
yeah.
and how incredible it must be for spirits to come through to try to tell us, you know, honor nature. These are the laws of creation, you know, and we've just so separated ourselves from it. But for the energy and the concern for the earth to be so great that they would come through you in that way to try to get us to honor life and nature and all that is, I think it's just extremely beautiful and so relevant today.
It is, you know, it really is. And I feel really honored and privileged to, you know, be able to carry that message through, you know, and that's been going on for what, 30 years now?
It's not, yeah, oh, gosh,
So,
it's
I mean, it's, you know, 25, 30 years, and it's just kind of like, it's, I don't want to say it's a part of me, but it is a part of me because that's who I am and they speak through me and that's how it is. So, you
Yeah,
know.
that's so incredible. And people should know that if they read your book, Spirits, They Are Present, that you tell that story in your book, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I sure. I have a little bit of everything in there. Kind of one of those, but yeah, I think that, you know, and I mean, you know, same with your book. I mean, mine doesn't compare to Betty, so everybody just, you know that ahead of time. She's got an amazing book. You're gonna love it. But I mean, the thing is too, Betty, is that that's why we put our stories out. We put our stories out to share so other people can learn from them and they can experience. And then they can, when they have an experience and they think, this isn't possible, this couldn't happen to me, I couldn't have had this happen, they know that, yeah, it is. This is why we have these shows. This is possible.
Yeah. And more will happen. You know, I think we're really allowing the door to open, the veil to be pulled back, because it's time. We must have this connection now if we are to survive.
Right. And you know, anybody who is listening, if you didn't feel like calling in to share your story, you know, try sharing it with somebody who you trust and you love. And it does open you up a little more and it makes you feel a little lighter. And, you know, you can call in at any time. You know, we're here once a month on Thursdays, the fourth Thursday of the month. We would love to hear your story. So, you know, if you want to get your guts up to call next time, feel free. If you want to do it now, we still have 10 minutes. I can give you the number real quick. It's 888-627-6008. And the other number is 323-744-4831. And, you know, if not, you know, maybe you'll call next time. But we would, you know, love to hear from you because we love sharing these stories with everyone so that it can help someone else and touch someone else's life as well. And we, you know, I love hearing about the signs because there's so many out there and they're always so unusual. And I had to smile when the caller talked about the license plate because this past week I was in the car and as we were going somewhere, my husband and I looked down, there were like three different license plates in a row with words on them. And I just started laughing and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And I mean, that one was like butterfly or, you know, they had different words on them and they were kind of just fun. And one, it took me like 10 minutes to figure out what it was just by the way they had it was written. But I found it really interesting. And I thought, wouldn't that be cool if everybody had one? And then I thought, no, it wouldn't, because then we'd all be in accidents because we'd all be reading the license plates. You know? So that wouldn't work. But anyway.
Well, I think it's that this particular time in our history is so important. And I think that quantum physics has opened this door to a much greater universe than we had believed in with the old material science. And there are so many things happening that I was listening the other day to Alan Green, who is doing some very interesting work as a cryptographer. And he and others have been talking about the fact that there was so much that could not be said through the ages that were known about our connection to other dimensions, that they were written in code. And now there are people who are able to decipher those codes. And it's just absolutely amazing, even in our own Declaration of Independence. It's just absolutely amazing. I think so many things are happening that is opening us up in just a very profound way to who we are and what our purpose is here on this planet. So it's an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
And a scary time as well.
That's right. So on that note, we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and read the Mahayama prayer for the evening. Okay. So may all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe, and may we all together complete the spiritual journey. And there you go. So thank you, everyone, and we will look forward to seeing you next month.
And good night to everyone.
Good night, Betty.
Good night, Janet.